Paxton threatened to sue the Trump administration if it did not end the DACA program. He says the program was not created by Congress and therefore should be declared unconstitutional. Lance Curtright, a San Antonio immigration attorney, says it's easy to see why DACA recipients and their families feel under attack.
I think it will further solidify the notion that there's a major political movement against DACA recipients and their families. It all just kind of accumulates into this feeling that they're not wanted, that they're in fact being targeted.
And Curtright believes the lawsuit will also engender more fear and anxiety among DACA recipients like Melissa Garcia, who was brought to the country illegally, yet has only known San Antonio as her home. Garcia enrolled in DACA when the program first began in 2012.
I recently put in my renewal a couple of weeks ago, and I've actually just recently got my biometrics appointment for this following Monday to go in and do all of my fingerprinting before somebody actually looks at my case. And, it kind of puts me in the place where I get kind of nervous.
The federal DACA program was created to provide work authorization and protection against deportation for someone who was brought into the U.S. illegally. A federal court in Washington, D.C. blocked President Trump's efforts to end DACA if Congress could not come up with a more permanent program of its own. Garcia, as nervous as she is, says she's given up on Congress finding a permanent DACA solution.
There was a time where there was no DACA, and I was fine. I was making it work. So I think that if DACA is one day not here anymore, I don't have any other way to, live in the U.S., I think that I'll make it work, and I'll figure it out.
But immigration attorneys say many DACA recipients fear that they will be separated from their families if the federal program ends. Paxton says his lawsuit does not go after anyone who's recently applied or renewed their DACA application. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.